access to zero-emission delivery, warehousing, and advertising services. More at b-linepdx.com.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Alberta Abbey. The Alberta Abbey is a nonprofit venue nurturing the arts in Northeast Portland by amplifying opportunities for Black and underrepresented communities. They provide studio, gallery, and performance spaces to local artists and art organizations and showcase diverse programming for local groups of all ages. More information, event calendar, and tickets available at albertaabbey.org.
Hi, this is Peter Case, and you're listening to X-Ray FM.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Every Tuesday at 2 p.m., join me, DJ Barbarella, in studio live with a local artist, musician, or event organizer. Hear what's new and upcoming in the local scene with new music releases and debuts. Plus, hear a special curated playlist each week from every guest. All on X-Ray, where radio is yours.
Hello, hello, X-Ray listeners. You are tuned into Flying Saucer Safari on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours. And I have a few special guests in here. They're cooing with anticipation of their introduction. I'm so blessed to have on, kind of last minute, so thankful to shout out to Theo to arranging this, but I've got Alicia from Party Witch and Sarah from Feel...
Night Drum.
Wait, not Night Drums. Night Brunch. What are
field
you doing?
Fennel. Field Drums and Night Brunch.
Oh my God. Field Witch, Night.
I'm confusing night them party. On their own bands. Maybe night this party, is a sign field. Y'all should make a super group fusion band.
Oh, it's already happening at my wedding, but that's another conversation.
Oh my God,
basically.
You're right. I'm tired.
Congratulations.
Oh no.
You're in trouble.
I'm so excited to have y'all in the studio. Nothing new, familiar to. Well, have you both been in the studio a few times? Alicia was saying that she's been like down here like OG.
Yeah. My partner Matt of Losslander has a studio here at the Falcon, and so I've like popped in, but I don't know if I've ever been on the air at X-Ray, so. Awesome. This might be my debut. My shirt is popping open. So.
Also, you're wearing both the cutest outfits. I can't wait.
Why? Thank you, Anna. Thank you. We really appreciate that. We know nobody can actually see this, but in your mind's eye, imagine three awesome 35 plus women. I'm just gonna put myself in that, even though I'm like a good 20 years above that. 30
that's
plus
what
women.
Plus is.
Yeah,
that's
30 plus. And we are just looking amazing. Everybody looks amazing. Rad. There's tattoos. There's like awesome. Light, sweet,
colors,
delightful
colors,
pastel
patterns.
Colors. There's onesies. It's a good scene over here.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
We like music and we like wearing clothes that make it easy to play music, you see.
We love it. speaking of playing music, y'all are on here to talk about a show that is coming up so very soon at one of, probably one of everyone in Portland's favorite venues, right?
It's true.
Yeah. No?
Yep. No, no, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh. Yes, 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 yes,
you
yes,
have
yes.
used so much of a right to be very opinionated on this, as I am learning that you're a former booker and
you have history
in Portland. Yeah.
However, I will say that this part of my life in playing with Party Witch, being in a band in my 50s, I'm 55, I feel like because I have this long history in Portland, I was the founding booker at Doug Fir Lounge. I was the founding booker and co-owner of Mississippi Studios when it kind of reemerged as it's in the form that it's in now. But I ran a company called Nail Distribution for many years. But here's the thing. I look at it like this is Portland's retirement plan for people in the, quote, music business of Portland. So I never really played the venues that I booked very often because it was just too much for my brain. I really just like booking shows, and I'm such a huge fan of music. But now in my like Witch Wave power trio, Party Witch. I love it. It's super fun. I wish Doug Fur was still around. We love playing there. Mississippi Studios is one of the better venues in town for sure. And yeah. So many other places that we love playing together. But tomorrow night, yeah, we're playing at Mississippi Studios. It is a show that I actually booked, ironically. So if you want a taste of what the good times used to be like.
Yeah.
When I booked a million shows all the time, but I, you know, it's a dream bill personally. Night Brunch is headlining, and they're just so delightful. I call them like sort of Portland's math Fleetwood Mac. That's how I describe you guys.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's kind of. Let's see. Am I in here?
Am I on? Is this thing on? Yes, this is Sarah. I don't write the songs; I just get to play them, which is very cool for me. But yeah, it's kind of like '70s meets post-pop punk 90s.
I love that.
Which, what does that even mean? I don't know. You have to listen to the music mm-hmm. to figure it out. But A. Walker Spring is a wealth of inspiration. Mm-hmm. And we want to smash the patriarchy. So that's kind of pretty much what's happening here. But also, like, you know, soothe your soul, too. But also give you an opportunity to scream your face off, because we really need it right now.
How funny. We have so much in common, our bands. It's sort of wild. We also are in the habit of smashing the patriarchy.
Yes.
We like to do it with like a spike into the brain. That's how Party Witch functions. Yes. We're basically like, I like to call our music song spells, because they really do channel straight from the brain into the three of us. And then we kind of hone it and shape it from there. But yeah, this show, so Night Brunch is headlining, Party Witch is in the middle, and our dearest friends, all of us, Feel Drums, which is Rachel Blumberg and Jeffrey Underhill and Kitten Adventure, who's also our bass player, along with my amazing best friend and drummer, Shauna Gore. This is a really stacked bill where we're all pals. We all hang out. We kind of share band members. We've been, you know, hanging out in the same scene forever, but we all decided to make it a single release. So we have new tracks, which is new because we haven't had any new music since 2020. Let me just be clear. Party Witch has been on not a vacation, not a staycation, but a sadcation.
Oh.
Well, I mean, just because we released our first EP, our only EP to date, called Ruler, literally right as the pandemic swept all of the world.
Yeah.
And so it came out like March 28th, whatever. It was like a week after the pandemic. And I was like, well, we're never going to play a record release show, what's the point? So this, I feel like maybe it's, we're getting it back. We're going to have fun with this. And it feels like, you know, in some ways a better moment to release our wild little resistance, you know, and like sort of, we call them anger bangers.
Yeah.
They're anger
I'm
bangers.
I'm familiar.
That's most needed, you know, right now.
Yes.
You know, so needed.
You know an anger banger, Sarah Fennell?
Sure do.
I think we need the most is feminine rage right now is what we need. So much is feminine rage.
Oh, it's spitting out of my formerly functioning ovaries into the world. Hot stuff.
Yeah. I've been playing music a long time. I feel very privileged to have played with a lot of special, amazing people and still do. But there's something really great about playing songs from a female perspective, from a female songwriter. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't write songs. I just make them look cute. But but getting to sing something that, like, I didn't necessarily write myself, but I can relate to so much. Like, there will be times in band practice where Walker and I will just, like, we'll either have to stop and be like, whew, you know, because something heavy will have happened, and we're literally singing about it right now. But it's such a pleasure, and she's one of my musical heroes, so it's a very
Walker.
It's a very cool thing for me and for all of us. We also got started during the pandemic because we were just like, gosh, what else are we going to do? And Walker had all these songs. And so we would just meet up and play, and it was never, it was so freeing to be like, oh, this isn't for anybody, this is for us. And then it was like, once we played a show and other people were like, we like this. I was like, yeah, because it's so good.
Because it's authentic.
Yes. It's so authentic.
Yeah.
Yes. And my wonderful bandmates, Danny, Ailey, Pony, and Walker, won't let me railroad them with my ideas too much either. So we all are very individual, you know? You know, I'm like, let's have matching. And they're like, No.
I like that. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of Night Brunch. I did your band photos, which is always fun.
Thank you.
But I saw you and I was like, oh my God, this is so good. Walker, I used to love in Point Juncture Wah, and have witnessed her in many different combos from Doug Fur forward. And honestly, just one of my favorite musicians of all time. I mean, what a bad, can you say ASS on the radio?
I think so.
Walker, you're a badass drummer. and singer. You inspire us all to sing and drum simultaneously. I mean, yes. I can't really do
it. It's so hard.
But it's so hard. And she's just such a phenomenal, incredible musician. So it's really thrilling to hear so many harmonies and really great melodies. And I love that, like, Danny and Sarah and Walker all work together to just, I mean, it's like a real, like Fleetwood Mac, like I said, stew of glory and gloriousness. Yeah. I just love it.
Yeah. Yeah. And we get to you know, yell our hearts out and scream, but there, we also like get to play these beautiful songs and do these three part harmonies that are really touching and special. And, you know, I tease people when they're like, what does your music sound like? I'm like, well, put on a track, and if you don't like it, play the next one, because it's different.
Yeah, there's range.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, I slightly disagree. not that I say you won't like the next track. I think it's all incredibly likable. And I think that there needs to be more bands with that many, like, incredible, like, female voices, but also mixed, you know, all gender voices of any sort singing together, because harmonies are just such a delightful thing. And you're all really accomplished musicians, so it's really a delight. You just did a residency, did you not?
Yeah, we just did a Laurel Thirst residency, and we got to back up a bunch of, like, wonderful, incredible musicians.
Yeah,
Sally Ford and Sam Mendoza, and Chairman. Hello, the Chair Project.
Shout out,
Chairman.
Inspired. Yes.
Nasal Rod.
Yes.
Mandy.
Amazing. I've actually known Chairman since I was like 17.
Wow.
Because I worked at Nature's on Division. And it's so funny. I'm playing music with all these people that I'm like, oh my God, I think I've known you since I was a bebe.
That's crazy. That's fun. I love having those moments where you're like, I've known you for like a long
real long time. Long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think we should just drop a Night Brunch track right now so people get psyched?
I love it. Let's do that.
Then
okay.
Maybe we can talk about the other stuff, but are we going
like to
play the new one?
Ooh.
Play the brand new one, my favorite.
Yeah. So let's see. Do you want to give Walker's little blurb, or should I
the blurb? Give the blurb.
So this is a newly released track, releasing, I guess, tomorrow. It's called Don't Mind If I Don't, and Walker gives a great little blurb about it.
One words, right?
I think so.
Okay, cool.
Nope.
Oh, that's not it. Wait a second.
JK.
That's a track.
Go ahead and just read it.
Okay, you read it.
No, I see it. I see words there it is. Here. Oh, look at those. I could read. Okay.
We're going...
That's field drums.
No, that's still okay. No.
Okay, well, read the thing. This is going to be great. You guys are really you're waiting, and it's delightful. You're going to love it.
All
just
right.
Wait 1 second. So, we're on the radio.
Imagine. Okay, this is for Don't Mind If I Don't. Imagine growing up not quite feeling like a person, but like a fancy piece of cake. You're lovely, and everyone loves cake. It's meant to be eaten, so you form strategies to prevent yourself from being devoured. Because, hey, you want cake too. But you can't very well eat yourself, or you'll cease to exist. So the song is about rejecting that villainous force that steals and tries to eat women. It lurks around us everywhere, expressing itself in entitlement. That villain? The patriarchy. And you can analyze it to death, but you still crave cake.
Sure. Growing up, not quite feeling like a person, but like a fancy piece of cake. You're lovely, and everyone loves cake. It's meant to be eaten. So you form strategies to prevent yourself from being devoured, because, hey, you want cake too.
Sorry, that was
but you can't very well eat yourself, or you'll cease to exist. So the song is about rejecting that villainous force that steals and tries to eat women. It lurks around us everywhere, expressing itself in entitlement. That villain? The patriarchy. And you can analyze it to death, but you still crave cake.
Don't mind if I don't. Don't mind if I don't.
I am justified. I always thought that that lyric was save abortion for the rest of us, which makes sense.
It's save a portion, but sure does sound a little bit like abortion.
Save a portion for the rest. It's like a theme for smashing the patriarchy. Stop messing with abortion,
it's
you jerks.
It's true.
Bodily autonomy should
not
be so
wrong.
Complicated.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No, you need
we're
that
all
for
right.
now. Yeah. And I feel like that leads in a little bit to something you were telling me like earlier of like songs being spells and you sort of predicting and, you know, this maybe predicting the sort of, you know, trauma that's going on with Roe versus Wade. So let's talk more about your sort of like songwriting and Party Witch and sort of your like conjuring to words, if you will.
So once you get old and you start to play for like way too many years, your brain kind of works in this sort of, you know, muscle memory way with music. And especially if you have incredible friends that just will go there with you, you start playing on like the day after the election, let's just say something like that. Mm-hmm. And stuff just goes through your head and to the music. And I'm the lead singer, which is weird because I never wanted to be a lead singer of anything, but this is what's happening. And I really, you know, I'm a channeler. I don't know how else to say it, but some musicians are like this. We just kind of jam and what happens happens and then you shape it. And that's what happens to me. But I can also do it with lyrics and with song and melody. So we've sort of been playing together long enough, Shauna and I, and now Kitten as the third person in our band, that we just like go over the waterfall together all of the time and we record everything and then we kind of go back and chop and figure out, well, what actually makes sense. But sometimes songs just pop right out of the brain, mm-hmm. almost fully formed. And this particular song we're going to play today, which, by the way, disclaimer, not quite completely mastered, but close enough. So we'll have the final version that we'll give to you guys tomorrow, but this is just sort of the preview. This song is called Don't Fall in Line, and it is what I would call, like I said, an angry banger, but it's also like about like just being so mad with everything and really done with everything, like Mad Mom Club kind of style, and really just, you know, ready to sort of psychically break the bonds of BS for everybody somehow through a song spell. That's the intention we put into it, right? So it's really like a call to action to not oblige, not comply, not say yes to any of their ridiculous requests, whoever they might be. Mm-hmm. And just to have your own way of doing it and be who you are and be as strong and as powerful and as badass. I'm saying it again. I like almost cussing on the radio so much. It's a call to arms. I'll say it like that. I mean, I'm making a movie called Menopunks, which is similarly in a way about sort of call to arms for truth and in the context of like hormonal relief and all these other things that have been we've been lied to for so long. And I feel like so much of our world that we're in is sort of brought to us by bullshit. So close. It was so close. That's my preschool monitor. Anyway, so I'm a big fan of the song. I really think it's the bangeriest of bangers. Why don't we play it? Let people hear it, then we can talk a little about it after. Yep, fall in line.
You're so rejected.
Party. Yes, what an anthem.
I love it.
Yay. Be nice.
No, you should be nice. One of my favorite lyrics I've ever spit out of my brain. It's totally like a mom finger wag song. Yeah. You know, it's like you're dead, but you're alive. It's like you're dead. You really are dead to us, but unfortunately you're alive.
Yeah.
Please die. That's maybe just a request I like to put out into the universe. You know, go back to your time. You know, you get it. You heard it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think this one literally, I think, was jammed the day after the election, where we were all just like tears streaming down our face, not sure about how we were going to fathom or handle this unbelievable barrage of idiocy in the form of like pseudo dumb ass fascism.
Yep.
So, you know, hey, that's what we're all about, smashing that in the face. I'm here ready to punch it in the face with music and Shauna and Kitten. We know how to do it. And, you know, we're in our 50s, we're rocking and rolling. And, you know, I feel like it's time to have really new fight anthems.
Yes.
Right?
From,
and I love that, like,
and we're, from women's perspective.
Yeah. Especially from like a metapunk perspective, right? Like a 50 something, we're all in our 50s. We're over it. I have to hear my lovely stepson, Oscar, talk about, like, he's now suddenly awake to politics and wants to tune in, and he wants to watch Maddow. He wants to watch Rachel Maddow on Monday, you guys. This is, like, it's a situation.
Wild.
He's like, is it Maddow time? I'm like, what are we changing? Oscar, shout out to Oscar.
Yes.
But, like, you know, when you have to turn on the TV or tune into the news, and the news that we're getting is just so depraved, and it's like, devastating and more devastating every single day. I mean, I'm done. I'm over it. We need to fix it. We need to change it. And I'm not about not caring. I'm about caring too much. And so the band is all of us putting every ounce of our energy, spiritual, physical, psychic, whatever we have, into the music that we make, so that we can communicate that to everybody and give everybody a soundtrack to that rage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and we need to support more community radio.
Yes.
And more local news. Right? Snap, snap, snap.
Local.
The local arts. Like, that really is such a great form of protest, because if it weren't so important, they wouldn't be trying to take it away from us and our voices away, because art is community, and it's powerful, and it does a lot. So keep making art and reaching out and making communities.
Yes, and donate to your local radio stations.
Yes, yes.
They're
yes.
all being defunded, which is bull honky.
Bull honky. I mean, you know, we're in a place where music might be like, if you really think about all the different art forms, everything's pretty corruptible. You know, like, especially if there's money involved. The thing about music, and especially our music, all three bands, Field Drums, Night Brunch, and Party Witch, and the majority of bands that are in Portland, and all of them are so amazing, is that nobody's trying to lobby us.
Yeah.
Nobody's paying us. It's, we're not even on labels.
It's like, art for art's sake.
Yeah, like, we're truly just, like, channeling insanity from the universe and plopping it into musical form and, you know, trying to share with our friends and get people riled up just because we're riled up, right? So that, I think music is really where we're going to find some of our biggest sort of fighting moments in this battle, because we can, you know, like in the movie I'm making, Metapunks, I say, well, you know, Gen X doesn't trust doctors, but we do trust musicians, right? Because musicians
speak
are
truths.
Yeah, musicians speak truths. I mean, there's no filter between my reaction to all the hell and the song that you just heard. Like, that is it, right?
Yeah, I think too, like, in the way that you're saying, you know, in creating songs as well of word spells, I think on the other end too, like, songs and are so powerful because words are spells, and when people are singing those, you know, battle songs with that perspective, like, that is impacting your worldview and who you are and empowering you. Like, saying those words is a spell.
I mean, honestly, like, all the new songs that we just recorded give me the freaky chills.
Yeah.
Because, like, there was no holding back. Like, every ounce of rage I had and, like, power, and I am hormonally optimized, let me tell you. I am feeling good. I thought I could never play again. I thought I couldn't play a show. I couldn't stand for longer than 15 minutes. Truly, like, I found a lot of relief with hormonal optimization therapy, and that is what my movie Metapunks is about. I'm not trying to overplug it. It's like half of my life right now.
Where can people find out more about that project for you?
So go to menopunks.com, menopunks.com. You can find all about the film. I'll give you the quick pitch before we play Field Drums, because I want to talk about them more than this, because this is probably a separate interview's worth of business. But
you're welcome back on any time.
Okay, just the quick and dirty. It's a myth-shattering feature documentary about peri/menopause and the creative process as seen through the lens of extremely defiant Gen X and sort of ex-Riot Girl indie musicians, trailblazing doctors, and celebrity culture bearers. What that means is I'm working with Corin Tucker and Jody Bliley and Kathy Foster and Gillian Hanner and Jen Spraja as my main participants, and three incredible doctors, Portland Menopause Doc and Sleep Goddess, Nancy Yen Shipley. They are all part of my main crew, and we're kind of, you know, getting everybody's take on what they're not getting in terms of care and all of that with menopause. And we're also going to be sort of following the optimization process with some of them. And we're also talking to scientists and doctors about really getting to the nitty gritty of why we've been lied to for 23 years about about hormone therapy causing breast cancer. And let me tell you, that's a big fat lie that costs a lot of women, millions of women, their lives and their happiness and well-being. So you can find out more on menopunks.com. But that's my life right now. But it's interesting, like, making this music at the same time as making this film, is it feels all very connected to me. It's not really on purpose, but not on purpose. I think that I work in a very cyclical, creative sort of zone. And I think when I'm feeling it, I'm really feeling it for all things. And here it all is. Just get ready. And speaking of that, Field Drums has a song that I love called, what are they calling it now? The Day She Quit With Her Fists. Let me tell you, my friends, this is my favorite Field Drums songs by far. I mean, they're all really good, but let's just extol the virtues of Rachel Blumberg for a hot minute.
The literal best.
Oh, God, Rachel Blumberg, I hope you're listening, because we're sending you a psychic, like, big old hug of love and telling you that you are as amazing as any human could be ever. We love you. You're such an amazing musician, such an inspiration. She's teaching drum lessons today.
Yes, she is.
So in between
teaching
drum lessons.
Teaching the kids.
Teaching the kids and the adults.
And the adults, yes.
She is in a bunch of bands, but this is her incredible trio with her partner, Jeffrey Underhill, who was in Honey Bunch, and Rachel, who was the original drummer in the Decemberists, I think. And that's how we met when I was doing photography for them. And And she plays with M. Ward, and she plays with Corey Gray and
Bright Eyes.
She's really just
Death Vessel.
She's a rock star. Oh. She's a ridiculous. Yeah. It's too much. I can barely be around her. She intimidates me, but I love her.
It took me a long time to not be a weirdo. It took me a long time because I remember my sister when I was in high school was like, "Have you heard of this new band, the Decemberists?" And I was like, "Sis," my sister's 6 years older than me, and I was like, "If you like it, I'm sure it's lame." And then I was like, "Oh, it's really great.
I love Decemberists so much."
And then I know. And then I ended up, you know, in this music scene, and I was like, "Oh, hi."
Is that Rachel Brumbo?
Starstruck.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and she's just like this grand person, but petite person, mm-hmm. and just like the kindest, and just so warm and welcoming and nerdy like all of us, and it's just
about music,
and it's been really fun to like get to know her better. We do art over at my floating home together and talk about the things and the stuffs.
Fennel is very crafty, Sarah Fennel, and I'm glad that you found a craft mate in Blumberg, because I certainly am a terrible crafter, and I'm jealous of your craftiness, because I just can't do it. I'm all in my head, not in my hands. But this song, from my recollection, is about Rachel Blumberg at a job. I can't remember which job. She texts me, if you're listening, text me. This is live on the radio. Text me, and I'll tell people after, but I believe that either she punched somebody or she punched something. And she most definitely quit with her fists. So it's just such a banger. So let's listen to it from Field Drums.
I love it.
Bangers. All bangers. The Day She Quit With Her Fist. That is such a great song. So these are apparently, Rachel sent me an email saying these are the first Field Drum songs ever recorded with Corey Gray, but the first songs they've ever recorded, which is just a thrill, and they're so good. That's such an amazing track.
Yeah, that was boppy.
Oh, I mean, here's the thing, though. I love the defiance in all of our songs we've played so far. It like there's all kinds of different pop, new wavy vibes going on, pop, math, new wave, but yet we're all pissed off. Everybody's mad.
Putting the foot down and saying, we're not going to take this anymore.
I mean, the day she quit with her fist, who doesn't feel like that every day, basically? You know, don't fall in line. And then what is your call to action and your song that we just played?
And Don't Mind If I Don't? It's like
Save abortion for the rest of us.
Save abortion. So it's like, you know, don't mind if I don't. Add a face to my face to make it stay pretty. You know, it's all about the, it's like, you know, being a lady.
Being asked to smile.
Yeah, being asked to smile, dress it up. You know, like Walker was saying, it's like your cake. Mm-hmm. And everybody wants to eat you up. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yo, like, let me just live my life.
So it's like, don't mind if I don't. Peace, exactly. Mofo. Yeah. That's the vibe. I mean, I think that's the vibe of the whole show tomorrow night at Mississippi Studios, 7:30 p.m., $5. It's a local love letter bill presented by X-Ray FM. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah.
Local love letter number 14. There's a bunch of booze sponsors, specials and all that. It's at doors at 7:30. Show is at 8. And I think... At right now, tickets are $5, which is incredible.
Oh, that's so cheap.
It's so crazy.
Are you guys getting paid?
Yeah, because all these...
So bring some tips for these guys, too, and your bartenders.
We're selling a lot of merch, including beautiful handcrafted friendship bracelets, like the one that I'm wearing right now that says, Please Die on it.
I love that.
We have Fall in Line, Party Witch, Please Die bracelets.
We finally have merch. We finally have Night Brunch merch, and it's been... I drew a drawing that just at Rock Camp Pendleton, shout out to the Pendleton Rock Camp for kids, being a counselor there, and I just was sitting around drawing and was feeling some feels, and so it is a hand exploding out of the grave squeezing a grapefruit.
Oh, I love it. So expressive.
And we were going to have hats, but it fell apart. So I have one hat for $500.
No, just kidding.
Wow, everybody should come get that hat. We're actually trying to pay for the rest of mixing. Sean Flora did a great job mixing that track that you just heard Fall Online, but we are definitely on a DIY situation. I'm making a movie, I'm making an album. We're all doing all this stuff, and so we have a bunch of t-shirts, we have sweatshirts that are hand silkscreen, then we have a bunch of really cool Party Witch t-shirts that are just sassy and will obviously increase your popularity wherever you wear them. So lots of good stuff. As we are obviously still all hustlers as indie musicians. It's just part of the game. I'm excited. So lots of good stuff tomorrow night, $5. I think day of show is 7 if you really want to just risk it.
Yeah. What a bundle deal and a fun show and so much fun merch, it sounds like. Yeah. I feel like my favorite part about Portland bands, too, is that, like, everyone really is such these, like, artist creatives in multi ways. And so it's like they're all the merch really is this just whole other aspect inside of, like, your artistry and creative practice.
It's true.
Yeah, we can't help it. It's also how we pay for things, right? Because nobody's on record labels anymore. Nobody buys albums. We release the tracks on the internet.
And the vinyl never comes in time if you did, right?
Yeah, and I think all of us are going to be releasing our songs on the internet tomorrow. I believe all in our band camps, which is pretty exciting. So in theory, tomorrow morning, you'll see the availability of Fall in Line, Don't Mind If I Don't, and The Day That She Quit With Her Fists.
Such a good name. It's so good.
I mean, I really do sense a theme here. I have to be honest, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Should we play another song?
So I got permission from the boss to play a demo that we are going to perform for the first time. I did email it to you, but I also have it here ready to go. It's called Tragic Comic. And, it's about relationships gone awry, and it's the jam, and I'm really excited to play it. And it has a very cathartic moment. I've been kind of routinely losing my voice by the second run of our set at practice because I'm doing so. I'm going to go see Wolf Carr soon. Shout out to Wolf. So he can help me scream without vocal coach. Uh-huh. So he can help me scream without destroying my voice. But anyway. I think you'll just enjoy it. It's real great.
I love it.
Tragic Comic.
So excited.
New
so
track.
Excited. New okay, Night cool. Crunch. Keep it kayfabe.
Dang. Good. Dang. That Doom Scroll track, really, I felt that.
I mean, it's a vibe. Yeah. It's a vibe, right? Like, Doom Scrolling is a vibe. That song is about a few things. It's about me and my partner, John, soon to be my hubs.
Congrats.
Just, like, loving each other, but being in the pandemic and, like, feeling like we couldn't, like, even exist without knowing what terrible thing was coming next. And unfortunately, that still feels like reality. And yeah. I hate that we Doom Scroll together side by side. Like, is that love? You know, but it is. I'm so glad I have someone to Doom Scroll next to. But at the same time, it's just so weird. And also, that got written around the same time last year. RIP Naomi Pomeroy, a dear friend of mine, who passed away in the most tragic of circumstances last year on the river, on the Willamette. And it was just a heartbreaker. And this song really came together around that time, and she just entered it. You know, she's in the song in my heart when I sing it. And so, but I just love the darkness of that song and how it sort of pulls you into the doom scroll. And like, we're intentionally being jerks about doing things too many times on purpose just to like fully pull you in. But I'm excited about the show tomorrow night. Where are we playing tomorrow night, Fennel?
Yeah, say it
one
more time.
We're playing at Mississippi Studios. And we've got Field Drums, Party Witch, and Night Brunch. It is a $5, $7 day of.
Woo! So cheap.
So cheap. What a steal.
I mean, you could just go out and buy like a 6-pack of Coca-Cola.
No.
You wouldn't want it. It was going to rot your teeth. Oh, spend that $7
on music.
I don't even think $7 would buy you.
Yeah,
I haven't bought Coca-Cola in 20 years. I don't drink caffeine. What costs $5?
Like a candy bar. Like that is like now the dollar. Like $5
If you go to Dollar Tree,
you can get two candy bars.
The thing about Dollar Tree is that they're lying. It's no longer a dollar. Everything's more.
It's $1.25.
Yeah, or something.
those jerks.
I want to point out two things. One, Alicia Rose, your skin is really gorgeous.
Thank you. Wow.
You're dewy, glowing, nary a wrinkle. Who is she?
Thank you.
I'm very close to Alicia right now in proximity.
I make everybody sardines in here and share a mic. I'm so sorry. You're all
it's great.
So gracious.
It just made me realize I hope I don't have halitosis, but I've just been admiring your dewy glow. Please don't try to check.
I'm just smelling to make sure. I think your breath smells like a beautiful morning, like in Ireland.
How about
just walking
iced tea?
Out.
Iced tea.
Smells like iced tea in Ireland.
But the other thing that I love that is just happening, and I feel like this is a thing that happens in a woman's life where you're sick of all the ish and you go, and your doom scroll song ends with this like doom scroll. And that is like a night brunch thing. Yeah. And that last song, Tragic Comic, it literally says when it, like, with reference of how to sing it, it says like short tragic comic, long, and long is like tragic comic. Like we continually like harmonize falling off of a cliff of doom.
Well, Kitten Adventure, who is our incredible bass player and harmonizer, Shauna does not sing, but she puts all of that singing energy into being an animal on the drums.
Yes.
Kitten is an incredible harmonist. Like, I've never really gotten to sing in a band besides with Petra Hayden. Shout out Petra Hayden. I did a couple albums with her as Miss Murgatroyd way back in the day, and we did a lot of that, but I was a terrible singer then, and I've since gotten to be a better singer because I learned how to play the drums, at least sort of, and that helped me access my voice.
Yeah.
And now, like 10 years later, I really can control my voice. So that song is really like, you know, it's getting to just like push it. And Kitten has such a beautiful voice that we got to like create these really crazy textures. And our friend Lee, he's incredible. Lee, I'm forgetting his last name, but Lee Howard, there we go. He mixed it. He's in Portugal, but he mixed it and he did a great job. So it's just a thick, dirty, nasty, wonderful, plodding, like cathartic song about horrible things, you know? Feel familiar, everybody?
That's how we heal.
That's how we heal. So we have time for
I know this show goes one by more song. So Field fast. Drummed.
So let's talk for about the show for a second. Yes. Maybe we'll end with Field Drums because it's going to be called Foreign Words. But so tomorrow.
What time?
Okay,
I didn't
so
mention that.
Tomorrow night at Mississippi Studios, doors are at 7:30. Field Drums will be playing right at 8 because we're old people. Well, anyway.
Everyone wants an earlier show. Yeah. Don't lie.
I mean, come on. It's a Wednesday. Who wants to be out until 1 a.m.? At Doug Fir, we tried to make that like a standard. Well, now it's sort of a standard. So starts at 8. I think we're all playing like 30 or 40 minutes. And it'll be over probably by 11 at the latest.
Yeah.
So Field Drums plays first, and then Party Witch, and then Night Brunch. So it's really, it's like a stacked bill, I think, yeah, all the way.
Last night, I was like, maybe instead of 14 songs, we could play 13 songs. God. What do you guys think?
We're playing like 7. I'm just kidding. They're all really long is the thing. So I think ultimately they'll balance out. But you guys are the headliner. I booked the show. I wanted you to be the headliner because I think your energy is great. And we don't want to bum people out too much. Like, you know, I'm kind of I powerhouse it in a real way. It's kind of insane. I don't mean to, but it's just my soul coming out through my voice. And I project in a way that I didn't even know I could, and so I just do what I have to do now. But I'm excited to play because we haven't really played since playing like a teeny little bar a few months ago, and we've been making all these new songs and putting so much work into this, and we have like a set full of bangers, and it's only $5. So I mean, really, how much is that per band? That's like, if you buy your advance tickets, that's like $2.36 ish. You should pay more.
It's quite the steal.
I wish just pay more. Come give us more money.
We had more time to talk to you guys. Y'all are a blast, and y'all are both
thank
welcome
you for
on
having us.
Anytime.
Oh, thank you, DJ Barbarella.
You
you're the
so,
best.
So much.
So yeah. Should we end with
yes? And
Foreign Worlds by Field Drum. Yay! Thanks for listening. Come to the show tomorrow night.
Thank Woo-hoo! You so much, y'all.
Woo, City Studios. We'll be right back. some smoking.
Yeah, that was so good.
I have to give a serious shout out because I was talking about my film Menopunks, menopunks.com, and a shout out to Katie who donated $750 to Menopunks in the context of the show. If you're listening,